Looming portraits adorn the walls of my ancestral home. I am painfully aware that we are so different a family. Friends have disposable snaps of blurred joy, frames made of giddy gripping fingertips. Prized, they elicit beams of pride from their posts on the mantelpiece. A few more bouts of life go by, our bodies and faces deemed changed enough to merit commemoration. We've hired a new photographer this year. Younger. More expensive. His studio is free from warm, dusty hush that goes so well with worn velvet backdrops. The space is cold. It struck me as odd, so sterile, so stripped. Broken pallets litter the floor. The air has no scent. The clan file off to lacquer tresses, squeeze eyelashes, tweak and twirl. I am not unhappy. I'm not anything. We are assembled, arranged, commanded to smile. The photographer is a terrible liar. The thin veneer of superficial charm required by those yet to be paid wore out after the second in-house squabble. His eyes burn. Pale lips, fidgeting. Perhaps he wants a cigarette. I'm an only child. The tribe primp for the secondary photographs of their relevant factions. He and I are left alone. He offers to take my picture. Mistake. No. Put your arms there. Nope, not there, there. He pins the unresisting limbs above my head. They stay limply in place. Furious whirring, the shutter bullets. He surveys with contempt my wooden posture, stagnant eyes like dead vegetation bloated by water. For a man whose voice is so deep, his tone is cold and high, snapping ice. Words bite the air. You're not pretty. Stop trying to be pretty. Silence reigns. My world reduces to a snow globe stuffed with leather. There is no sight nor sound, just plummeting, deafening shame. His chocolate eyes scour my skin. He stalks to a metal rack. Put this on. His smile is genuine, but that doesn't mean it's nice. Black and exposing, studded with gunmetal, tight corsetry, an explosion of tulle. Lie on the floor. Wood and rubble pierce my shoulders. Think of something sexy. I stare straight at him. He laughs. It rings. He brings the camera to his face, rattles off round after round, smile lengthening like shadows. A wolf that learned to change a lens. You're not pretty. You're stunning. His teeth are inches from my face. When did that happen, I wonder? His eyes blaze. He reaches out, not to coax, but to extract. My family are here. Oh, he is sweetness itself. Everything's normal. Everything's fine. We say goodbye and thank and twitter. 3 weeks later, he sends my private picture. I have never looked more beautifully evil. Haunting, gorgeous, sinfully sweet, corrupt, knowing, playful, fragile, strong, hard candy, vanilla cream, punk rock, picnics, pearls, pins, novocaine, cocaine, no. I have never looked more me.